Track 14. The Norfolk Superhero Challenge, partnering with Norfolk Community Foundation, is helping to tackle inactivity among children and young people.
One in three children in Norfolk now leaves primary school overweight or obese. It's a stark figure for a county known for its outdoor pursuits, beautiful beaches, stunning waterways and wide open spaces. In Norfolk, many young people face growing pressures that limit their ability to be active. Smartphones and gaming compete for attention. The rising cost of living places more families under strain. Deprivation means children have few local opportunities. For some, taking part in sports and activities is simply out of reach. Against this backdrop, a long-standing North Norfolk sporting event is working to support change. The Norfolk Superhero Challenge, a tough charity quadrathlon that sees teams swim, kayak, cycle and run along the coast, has raised more than £1.3 million for local causes over the years. In 2025, it launched a new partnership with Norfolk Community Foundation, setting its sights firmly on helping to tackle inactivity among children and young people. Together, the organisers set up the Norfolk Superhero Fund, aiming to raise £500,000 over 3 years to help children overcome barriers to sport, outdoor activities and active hobbies, giving more young people the chance to lay the foundations for healthy futures. This year marks the first anniversary of the partnership. A panel of Superhero Fund members reviewed applications and awarded grants to 25 community-led projects across all districts of Norfolk. Many benefit young people experiencing poverty, challenging home lives, disability, or hidden disadvantage that restricts their ability to take part. With the first year of delivery now underway, the early impact is already visible. Great Yarmouth sits on the edge of the country in more ways than one. It's long faced deep-rooted social and economic challenges. For many young people, especially those from families living in temporary accommodation or under significant pressure, the options for safe and structured activity can be limited. Evenings are often spent outside, not always by choice, but by lack of alternatives. Norfolk Superhero Funding is helping to change that. The Sports Spot Project, run by Mancroft Advice Project, or MAP, is one of the groups supported through the fund. MAP helps young people through everything from housing debt and welfare issues to mental health, education, employment, advocacy, and more. The Sports Spot provides a regular active space where young people can meet friends, be active, and take part in something positive. One attendee, Lee, but that's not his real name, described the difference plainly. "A lot of those people I recognise from just playing on the streets, and they come here instead." Lee hints at the shift the Sports Spot is making locally. When off the streets and taking part in structured activity, where they can also access other support, young people can channel their energy into something positive and take charge of the course of their life. For MAP youth worker Tamara, using activity as a starting point is precisely what makes the Sports Spot sessions work. She sees sport as a gateway to something bigger, a young person finding a safe place and choosing to do something positive in the evening, an inactive teenager trying a new sports activity, or someone with low confidence giving something a go. "You've tried it, and that matters," she tells them. For her, the Norfolk Superhero Funding makes a difference because in a town where youth spaces are scarce and opportunities are uneven, it provides a safe, consistent space where those small first steps into activity can grow into long-term change towards a better life. On the other side of Norfolk, children are facing a different set of challenges. In Darnham Market, The team at Swan Youth Project supports young people through everything from emotional well-being struggles and social pressures to safety concerns, hygiene needs, and life challenges. Recently, the Swan team has become increasingly concerned about how many children are disengaging from physical activity. Some are not currently attending school, while others are in school but reluctant to take part in physical education. Anna, chief executive of Swan, sees this regularly. Some children will say they want to be signed off PE at school, but they will come here and do it, she explains. It's not that they don't like it, it just has to feel right. The weekly sports sessions led by Alive West Norfolk coach Joe and funded through the Superhero Initiative create a different kind of environment. Sessions are welcoming, low pressure, and built on encouragement rather than competition. Joe sees the ripple effect frequently. This might be one of the only times they come out and get involved in something like this, he says. They might then go into school and say, I might do an after-school club, because they know they've done it here first. Dan, again not his real name, is one such example. Coach Joe recognised his natural footballing ability and worked with colleagues at Swan to help him join a local team. Anna recalls the moment. Joe was able to tell me how talented Dan was at football, so we were able to get him onto a team. If that can change his life, that will be unbelievable, won't it? Joe is vital. For Swan, sport provides a route to confidence, connection, and opportunity. It's a way to help young people step past the barriers that might otherwise hold them back. What comes next? Well, the first year of the Norfolk Superhero Fund shows how the right support can unlock far more than fitness. Activity helps rebuild routines, strengthen friendships, and give young people the belief that they can achieve more than they might imagine. Projects like MAPS, Sports Spot, and the Swan Youth Project are demonstrating what happens when communities have the resources they need to offer inclusive, meaningful opportunities for children to be active. As the partnership enters its second year, the fund will reopen to community groups in early June, inviting more organisations to join the mission to help Norfolk's young people thrive. On June the 20th, the Norfolk Superhero Challenge returns to the North Norfolk coast, bringing together athletes, supporters, and volunteers to fuel the next wave of community impact.